Updating you now on political events from Washington, D.C. A controversial attempt to repeal and replace a controversial health care law has fallen short, meaning that the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, will stay, at least for now. Republicans have been trying to repeal and replace this law since it was passed in 2010. And though the House of Representatives approved a plan to do that in May, repeal efforts in the Senate, where Republicans have a smaller majority than they do in the House, have not been successful. This week, a few Republican senators said they would not support their party's latest bill, the Graham-Cassidy bill, to repeal and replace Obamacare. And yesterday, Senate leaders announced they would not hold a vote. The political divide over health care was clear earlier this week in a debate hosted by CNN.
The truth of the matter is the Affordable Care Act has done some very important things. Let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater. What the American people want is not their proposal. Poll came out today. 20% of the American people think your idea is a good idea. What the American people want is us to work together to build on and improve the Affordable Care Act.
This is a debate about who has the power. Is it you, the patient, or is it the federal government? The narrative on the other side is that you don't have the capability to care for yourself, that your governor is corrupt, scheming to take away your protections if you have a pre-existing condition. And they think the federal government taking control of your life is a better way to go.
So what does this mean? Analysts say they expect Republicans to continue trying to replace Obamacare in the months ahead. There's also a bipartisan health care plan being discussed in the Senate.